could give Mason Erla in that offense with Sawyer Cutherell a chance to make something happen before this game gets done.
In this fourth quarter, we've had two possessions of turnover down that resulted in turnover downs, one apiece for both teams. Lakers now with the ball, 2:29 left in the fourth, facing a third and four in their own territory. Two wide to the right. Wisner in the shotgun, and it's going to be a keeper for himself. And Cass City can't stop him before a first down. He has the first down by a yard, a five-yard gain, a new set of downs for Lakers. And we're going to start seeing some timeouts called here, but more than likely this might be over.
Tackler there, number 89, Ethan Holbert.
First and 10 for Lakers now at their own 34-yard line. After Wisner keeper gains the first down, converting on third down. Bad Axe secures their second victory of the year, 40-6 over USA. First and 10 for Lakers. Minute 53 left here in the fourth. Taking the game, the play clock all the way down as far as possible. Hand out to Terrence Dubes out to the 38-yard line. And now we have a timeout called by Cass City after a four-yard gain from Terrence Dubes. A minute 46 left in the fourth. You're tuned to WIW Sports. Lakers 16, Cass City 12.
It's Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon. Tuesday night, head south over the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep, the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $8.95. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.95. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
After a timeout from Cass City, it's now second and six to go for the Lakers. They've got all the time in the world. Minute 46 left here in the fourth with a four-point lead. Two wide to the right is a handoff right in the middle. Terrence Dubes gets across the 40 out to the 41-yard line. And we have another timeout called by Cass City.
Tackler there, number 55, Sam Boots.
Obviously, Cass City trying to stop this clock with as much time as possible. Minute 40, 100 seconds remain here in Cass City, and it's a four-point game.
Yeah, this play is going to be crucial for Lakers now. Need 4 yards to secure the victory. If not, decision time. Do you go for it on fourth down, or do you punt it away and make Cass City go the length of the field with no timeouts? But obviously Lakers thinking about this play, probably going to run the ball. I got to assume you got to go to number 20. You got to go to Diaz Reyes here. He's been the man tonight.
16-12, Lakers lead. They came out and scored 16 unanswered points over the course of the second and third quarters until Kansas City was able to respond at 3:44 in the third, making it 16-12, our current score. No score here yet in the fourth. Each drive has resulted, a completed drive in the fourth, has resulted in a turnover of downs. Wisner is in the shotgun. He's got Dubes to his left and Diaz Reyes behind him. And number 18, Wushlager, out wide, and they're going to hand this one off to Diaz Reyes. He's going to be stuffed right at the line of scrimmage for no gain at the 40-yard line. So the clock continues to roll here now. 90 seconds left. Fourth down, 4 yards to go. Lakers deciding what to do here. And Terrence Dubes is actually coming off as well as number 20, Diaz Reyes comes out. Dubes just getting the play call here. So it is going to be a punt here from Lakers, going to make Cass City go the length of the field here with less than a minute to play. Minute 5 right now, and they're coming out of the huddle.
I think with 4 long yards to go, I think this is the right decision. You got a dependable senior punter in Terrence Dubes, been doing it a long time. You got to count on it.
And we have a whistle. Timeout Lakers on 4th and 4. You know what, we're going to take a break here on the WSports Network. 16-12, 52 seconds left in the fourth.
J.
Do you remember paying that expensive heating bill last winter? Don't get sacked in the backfield. Hand off that high energy bill and score with the water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Hi, this is Dave Crotchin. A water furnace geothermal heat pump can save you up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. Use that free renewable energy in your own backyard with a water furnace geothermal heat pump. See how much you can save by visiting waterfurnace.com/switch to try our free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Lakers ready to kick this one away on the punt. Dubes at his own 28-yard line. That's what's been flying. It's a beautiful punt. Catch gets caught up in the wind, though, at the 29-yard line. And it's a muffed punt. And
I don't think you can advance a muffed punt.
But it's a muffed punt. And Lakers takes it into the end zone. But that is not a touchdown. They are down at the spot of the muffed punt. With 41 seconds left.
Ian Snyder of Lakers, number 83, recovers the muff punt. Now, as I understand, you cannot advance a muff punt. It is down as soon as he corrals the football, wherever that may be.
So we're still here.
How can it be Cass City football?
They're saying Cass City football here. He called for the fair catch.
He clearly did not make it.
He did not secure.
The only thing they can say here, Clark, is that he did not touch the football as it came down. If he did not touch the football, then all that number 83 did was down the football. That's the only option that's possible here. But I completely disagree with this ball. He missed that football. It hit his hand and deflected.
Towards us.
Absolutely. But they're saying that Cassidy did not touch the football on that fair catch call, and all Lakers did was down the football. That's the call here on the field.
So Cassidy will get at their own 26-yard line with 41 seconds to go. Burn the midnight oil here, folks. 16-12, Lakers leads by four. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Erla in shotgun. And blasting through, and he has a man. He's a man wide open. And number 10, Jack Stern, hit his hands, but he's turning to his left. He was looking down the field before he brought that one in. Incomplete, another drop pass. Stops the clock with 37 seconds left. Second down, 10 to go from their 26.
Yeah, that ball not only hit his hands, I think it hit the one on his jersey, Clark. It was right there. It was on the numbers, but you got to catch it before you can make any moves with it.
So Erla now gets a second down, 10 to go from zone 26. Same formation, two wide to the left, one to the right. Erla in the shotgun, and number 44 is to his right, Brandon Hoare. Now we have a timeout called by Lakers to check out this formation. All right, Dave, what's your game plan here?
Well, depends what side of the ball you're on.
Let's talk Cass City.
If you're Cass City, you're putting the ball in the hands of Mason Erla. You're going to ask him to work some magic here, find a couple receivers down the field. Of course, you want to work the sideline if possible. You don't have any timeouts. If you're Lakers, you can't get beat deep. You got to keep the ball in front of you and make tackles inbounds. If you do that two, maybe three times, there's no way Cassidy can stop the ball quick enough with a spiked football. And again, just your Lakers, you keep the ball ahead of you and inbounds. Cassidy looking for a trick play or a pass to the sideline a couple of times to move the ball down the field, even to give them a chance for a Hail Mary of sorts.
37 seconds remain. Cassidy is out of timeouts. They have 74 yards to go for a touchdown to tank the lead. They trail by 4 points, 16-12 to Lakers. North Huron secures the victory over Caseville, 31-14. Second and 10 here for Cass City. Erla in the shotgun. Number 44 to his right, that's Hoare. Two wide to the left, one to the right. And Erla's going to have to get out of the pocket, throws this one down the field into Cass City, or Laker territory. And this one's out of bounds, and in fact, to the point where number 85, Parker Hare, had to dive for it onto the track. 31 seconds left now.
Number 20, Mauricio Diaz.